and knowledge of him, of his will, knowledge of him, a knowledge of himself, of his will, of the Father's will, and of that he wants you to know. If God had planned everything for you, give me Colossians 1 and 27 and do this in the Passion Translation. There's one point that I want to pull out and we'll come right back. Colossians 1, 27. Can y'all give that to me in the Passion? Ha. He want you to know. Okay, here we go. Listen to this. Living within you is what? The Christ. Who does what? Flood you with the expectation of glory. This mystery, this secret of Christ embedded within us becomes what? A heavenly treasure chest, a hope filled with what? The riches of the glory of who? Who, people? The riches of the glory of his people. Now look at this. This is the part I want you to see right there, the last statement. And God wants to know it. See, God had never planned anything bad for you. He doesn't have anything bad to give you. But when you get the bad, he's so faithful and true. He makes sure you get what you choose. If you choose to live a shabby life, if you choose to be a thief, you just get the thief results. That's how faithful he is. If you want to be a sinner, he'll preserve your right to go to hell. Yeah, he'll had people that come witness to you, preach to you, and do all these things. You know, when Paul stood before King Agrippa, he said, "Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian." Paul said, "No, my desire not would almost, but I would all together, every one of you that hear me, except these chains, be like I am." Hallelujah. So go back to where we were. He wants everybody to know this. All right. Matter of fact, just go ahead and give me Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. He wants you to know this. I'm driving to a point, and then we get there, and then next time we get a chance to open up and look into it, because I know. So he want you to know this. When the Bible said God loves you, say this with me: God loves me. Say that again. All right. What do you think about love? What are the reaction and what are the results of love? What's some of the characteristics of love? Do you have an idea? What will love do? Will love destroy you? Will love call you the star? Will love ignore you? What will love do? Love will show you mercy. Love will protect you. Love will never leave you. Love will feed you. Love will grow you. Love will keep you. Am I right? Love will do you what? Good. So if God is love, that's what's confusing. And see, I want you to see how clever Satan has been through religion of men and that stuff they taught. If God loved you, why would he make you sick? Is sick good? Sickness good? What about poverty? What about a broken heart? What about a broken joint? What about a broken life? What about no finances, no money in your pocket? What about nowhere to live? What about no vehicle traveling? What about no food to eat? What about having no friend? Everybody's against you. Is that good? How can you associate that with good? And the Bible said God is good. How can you let somebody deceive you with that kind of deception when the Bible says there's no good thing he'll withhold from them that obey me? I know the scripture says walk upright. If you walk upright, that means you're obeying God. If you be willing and what? Obedient, you will be what? What will stop you from eating the good of the land? Talk to me now. Being disobedient will stop you, but he said, if you will do what I say, and wisdom said, I know how to teach you how to do it. You don't have to go around, and say, I don't know what to do. Wisdom said, I know. I'll teach you. Now, let me read this. Man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Romans, it should be up there. Romans 8:14. I'm going to read down through 16. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? Who are they? So sons of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. And that's why he said, Jesus said out of his own mouth, I'm going to give you another comforter that he may do what? Abide with you how long? Come on, talk to me now. You're getting a little quiet on me. He may abide with you forever. You got to stay with him because we're going somewhere. This is how we learn. This is how we overcome things that have us trapped in certain areas. Because sometimes we think we're so cool. We think we got it all together. And don't ever do that to yourself. Always leave it open for the Holy Spirit to teach you and talk to you. Be open for the Word of God to speak to you because you don't know it all. And what you know, you don't even know it like you should. You think you know it. When he shines a light on you, you go, oh, I didn't see that. That's why he shines some light. So for men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's who they are. That sons of God, daughters of God, children of God can be expected to be led by the Spirit of God. So we have to know who is the Spirit of God or what is the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send you another comforter. And he talked about him in the Gospel of John in detail. All right? For ye have not received the spirit of, look what he said. Ye have not received what? The spirit of abundance again to, well, have you run into something during the course of the week and situation come up and you were afraid? You didn't know what you're going to do? Oh my God. Well, he didn't give that to you. I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do, Jimmy? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to stand on his word. When I can't see my way, I see him. When I don't know what to do, I trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep saying, he got me. And I shall not be removed from him. So, for as many, he said, for ye have not received. And see, when this start popping up inside of you or coming up against you, you say, I didn't receive that, so don't you come here. You have not received the spirit of abundance again to fear. But notice that again to fear. That means before you received Jesus, you were fearful. Amen. Now that you receive the Spirit of God, you should deal with fear and tell fear, you're not coming here again. What have you received? But ye have received who? The Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We've been adopted. We've been taken out of that realm of that enemy that brings fear, destruction, all this turmoil and whatever he bring. We have a father. We have a daddy. We have one who loves us, who cares for us. Now look how you can know.